Elon Musk on Silicon Valley's leftist bias. Borderline illegal to support GOP in San Francisco. By Lucas Nolan on November 9, 2022. Tesla CEO and new Twitter owner Elon Musk responded to some Twitter users about the midterm election results on Tuesday. In one tweet, Musk confirmed Silicon Valley's leftist bias, quipping that it is borderline illegal to express support for Republicans in San Francisco. Leading into the midterm elections, Elon Musk suggested Americans vote for Republicans to curb the worst excesses of the Democrats. But during the election he remained relatively quiet, at odds with his usual proclivity for incendiary comments. However, he did make a few comments in reply to Twitter users that appear to add to his Republican-leaning sentiments. Replying to the Twitter account Monitoring Bias, which posted a chart showing tech firm donations to political candidates in the 2018 midterm elections, Musk said it is borderline illegal to support Republicans in San Francisco. Responding to a sarcastic comment from the Twitter account Whole Mars Catalog, which jokingly scolded Musk for not supporting the party that hates your guts, which is implied to be the Democrats, Musk simply posted a peace sign emoji. And responding to user Mike Solana, who ridiculed the New York Times guide for dealing with election stress, which included tips like breathe like a baby, Musk commented that reality is indistinguishable from satire. Breitbart News reporter Alim Bokhari recently reported that Musk encouraged his followers to vote Republican in an effort to curb excesses of Democrats. Bokhari wrote, Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX and, to the chagrin of the left, the new owner of Twitter, called on independent voters to back Republicans in tomorrow's midterm elections to contain the excesses of the Democrat Party. To independent-minded voters, shared power curbs the worst excesses of both parties. Therefore, I recommend voting for a Republican Congress, given that the presidency is Democratic, said Musk in a tweet. Hardcore Democrats or Republicans never vote for the other side, so independent voters are the ones who actually decide who's in charge. Musk is a recent convert to the Republican Party and says he cast his first ever ballot for a Republican candidate when he voted for Myra Flores in her successful bid to represent Texas's 34th congressional district in a special election for the seat this summer. Although Musk claims he is voting Republican, he insists he is a moderate, opposed to the extreme wings of both the left and right. If he sticks to his statement that shared power is fundamentally good, it could mean he would not back a Republican candidate for president if the GOP takes control of the Senate and House of Representatives tomorrow. Read more at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.